686-2222.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's Christmas Day, so we want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. And earlier in the program, we played something that I know some of you may be just joining us. One of my favorite stories about Christmas. I grew up in central Maine. Lived in a town called Auburn, and we were like twin cities, Auburn and Lewiston, Maine. And our weekly or daily paper was called The Sun. The evening was called The Journal. And as the kids got older, my father would always read us a story from The Sun. And as it turned out, as we found out later, it wasn't the sun from Maine, but the sun from a different city. So we want to play for you again one of my favorite Christmas stories. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
The New York Sun, September 21st, 1897. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus! It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
And we want to thank Scott Hooper. He's a program director for the Bach radio stations here in Maine, for reading that for us. He did a wonderful job and brings back an awful lot of memories. I hope that you enjoyed it also. We've been talking about the Christmas tree and all of the decorations, how they got their roots, how they got established. But I want to tell you a story that happened to me 50 years ago today on Christmas morning. Christmas Eve, my younger brother Bob, at the time was probably around 8 years old. And Bob, like all kids, used to love to touch the Christmas tree and play with the Christmas tree. Well, on Christmas Eve, Bob came down with an incredible rash all over his body. It had started a day or two before, but on Christmas Eve, the rash exploded and bubbles appeared in the rash. My mother was a nurse. She thought the worst, thought it may be something, but wanted to make sure. So we packed up the whole family, headed to the emergency room, and the doctors examined my brother and decided that, yes, my mother was right, that Bob had come down with poison ivy on Christmas Eve day. So, what do you do? You have a Christmas tree in the house that's well heated, sending out toxic fumes if you touch the Christmas tree, and you have 5 kids running around the house touching and playing with the tree. My dad had no choice. So on Christmas Eve night at 8 o'clock, all the Christmas tree lots were closed. There was one store open, and my dad bought a silver tinfoil type Christmas tree. Had a tree stand with a silver pole, and these silver tinfoil branches went into it to make up a Christmas tree. We carefully took down all the ornaments, threw the tree outside. It was dark out. Set up the new tree and celebrated Christmas Eve. But we had a surprise. On Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, there was a knock at the door. And the neighbor that lived across the street was a good friend, came over and said to my parents as we were eating breakfast, "We don't know what the kids did to deserve this, but how can you punish them on Christmas Day and throw the Christmas tree in the snowbank?" 10 minutes later, another neighbor. 10 minutes later, another neighbor. And within an hour, we had several neighbors in the house all laughing of the story of my brother getting poison ivy from the Christmas tree. So, beware. If you get skin irritation, you start to get bubbles on your skin, there is a possibility that your tree had some poison ivy growing in it. It does happen. It did. And it's something that we will probably never, ever forget, including my brother and the neighbors who thought that the 5 of us kids were being punished for doing something wrong on Christmas Eve. If we can help you with the plants that you're going to receive or you're giving and you want some additional information, when you give these plants to your friends and family members, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll try and give you the right information so that these plants will last a long, long time. One of the plants that's being used as a Christmas tree is the Norfolk Island Pine, and which is a wonderful tropical plant. It's easy to care for as long as you have a brightly lit window where the plant is going to be kept. Now, some of you are going to be in for a surprise, and I've noticed it a lot at some of the larger box stores where they have some beautiful Norfolk Island Pine. And to make them look a little bit more festive, they have been dyed a deep, deep green color. When the new growth begins to develop on the plant, it will be lighter in color. So, don't panic. Everything is fine. In May, put your Norfolk Island Pine outside on your deck, a porch, or patio, someplace where it's going to get some good light, some early or late in the day sun, and the rain will remove the green dye, making it look more natural.
Birds during the winter, it's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
And Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy Kwanzaa. And this morning we've been talking about the Christmas tree and all of the traditions and the decorations and things like that. Wanted to tell you about the poinsettia a little bit now. A lot of you are getting some mixed information. And some of you have been told that the poinsettia is a poisonous plant. It is not a poisonous plant. If a kid or a child eats some of the leaves, it's not going to hurt them. First of all, it's very, very bitter. Poinsettia has a sap that is white. And when you break off a leaf, you're going to see it bleed. And it's like a latex color, almost white, and very, very bitter. So as soon as a child bites into it, he's not going to like the taste of it, and he's going to spit it out. If you have a dog or a cat, and the cat decides to chew on the leaf, the same experience is going to happen with him. He's not going to like the taste of it at all. Now, like all plants can be poisonous to you. The leaf of the rhubarb is poisonous, okay? But you can eat the stem. Don't worry about it. The only way that a poinsettia plant could kill you, you would have to eat your body's weight in foliage or stem, and that's not going to be possible. So the poinsettia is a great plant, just like any other plant in your home. It is not poisonous. It's just something that started, got out of control, and it has been proven that it is not going to create a problem. The plant that you do have to worry about is mistletoe, and I had my son Patrick on the air with us earlier this morning, and he explained that if you've been looking for mistletoe, there has been a real shortage of it. Most of the mistletoe is commercially raised in Texas, And due to the temperature and the lack of rainfall in the state of Texas this year, the mistletoe, which is a parasite, it lives off of a tree, and it will in time kill that tree. It is grown for that particular reason. Okay? So, mistletoe, because of the weather in Texas, the plant grew. We didn't get any rain. It got too hot. The berries never formed. And that's why there is a shortage of mistletoe. But if you do have some, the little berries are poisonous. So if you have a cat or a dog or some toddlers, and toddlers will eat anything on the floor, do not hang it where they can get to it, because the berries will fall. Use the real foliage, but use the plastic berries. In a lot of the nurseries, that's what they have been selling this year, is plastic berries on the foliage. That's safe. But again, if you have a cat, a dog, or a toddler, and they're crawling all over the floor, if they eat a bunch of the mistletoe berries that have fallen, there could be a very serious problem. But your poinsettia, no problem at all. It tastes bitter. They would have to eat too much of it to create a problem. Okay? Now, if you have a question, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to answer one of your gardening questions or a question that you may have about the Christmas tree or one of the plants that you have either received or you're going to be giving to somebody for the Christmas holidays. Again, that number, 855-660-4261. And if you're doing some last-minute shopping and you're looking for an idea of a good plant, there still are a couple places that could be open. Give me a call, and I'll give you some ideas. 855-660-4261. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Well, good morning, and Merry Christmas to all of you listening. Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and a wonderful time of the year for all of our Jewish listeners. We welcome you and hope that you have a great holiday also. George, I understand we have a caller. What is their name?
Yes, we do. Katie is calling us from Marquette, Michigan, and she's got some questions about growing fruit.
Hey, Katie, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. I have to thank you so much. I've been listening to you for the last 3 hours. As a matter of fact, I think you're wonderful for speaking of Christmas in a nice way. You know, I have sleep deprivation because of my health situation, so I've been luckily, you came on, and for the last 3 hours, I was like, oh, this is cool. Anyway,
thank you.
And I think it's really neat. And also telling people about, you know, the mistletoe having poison berries, because people that do have pets should know that, and kids. Is a poinsettia, isn't that a poisonous thing for cats, too, or not?
No. They would have to eat their body weight in foliage of the poinsettia, but the sap, when the cat would scratch the leaf, it would bleed a white sap, and it is very, very bitter tasting, and he would just take one taste, one lick of it, and he would leave it alone. So it's nothing for the homeowner to worry if they do have a pet that the poinsettia could create a problem.
I did get a poinsettia once, and I did find out that that was one of the few plants the cat didn't eat. But I have a question for you, Pa. And thank you again, and thank you. I mean, I really appreciate your show, what you've done all night long. I think you're wonderful. Anyway, I keep a pot of potting soil, and when I eat a fruit, I take the seed and try to grow the fruit. And I have had, I was able to grow kiwi and lemon, but the cat ate the kiwi. But the lemon tree is just like right now, it's maybe a foot tall, and it's hanging in there. But I have no luck with peach, plum. These are when you get them from the grocery store, you know?
Right.
There's peach, plum, cherry, and orange.
Okay.
And I was just kind of curious if you know, like, the peach and the plum and the cherry here in Michigan, I could actually put those outside if I could grow them inside first. So I'm more interested in the peach and the plum and the cherry.
Okay, I'll tell you one of the things that you need to do.
Okay.
If that peach, the cherry, or the plum fell to the ground, and the peach around it, or you know, the flesh that you eat will eventually rot, and the seed would come in contact with the soil, the following spring, that little seed, it's called a stone fruit, because the pit of the cherry, the plum, and the peach are very, very hard. Okay?
Yeah,
and the only way that you will get that any one of those to germinate is they have to go through a normal growing season. And a normal growing season is being outside under conditions of freezing temperature.
Okay.
You're buying it. You're eating the flesh. You're taking the seed. You're putting it in some potting soil. And you're keeping it warm. So what's happening is the seed has to chemically change over to become viable. So if you want to start a new plant, you have to take those seeds, wash them up good so they don't get moldy, and get all of the pulp off that you can. And being in Michigan, you get cold. Put them in your garage or tool shed where there is no heat for the winter. And leave them in the garage all winter long, letting them freeze and thaw, freeze and thaw, freeze and thaw. In the spring, plant them in your potting soil, or plant them directly in the garden. I would prefer in like a 6-inch pot. Give them a good size container to give them some room for the root system to develop on them, and they will germinate and they will grow. Now, the only thing is, what you get from that seed will not be most likely the same plant that it came from, because a lot of the seeds have been hybridized or they've been grafted. So, for example, if you have a dwarf cherry. That dwarf cherry has been grafted onto a root stock that keeps it dwarf. So when you take that cherry and you plant it, it will not grow to 10 to 12 feet. It will grow to 25 to 30 feet tall because it's not grafted to either a root system or a stem that keeps the plant dwarf. You'll still have the same cherry, but the size of the tree will be totally, totally different. Okay? So chill those seeds for the winter. And if you want to put it in a container of soil, that's great. So take that peach, eat it, put it in a 6-inch pot of good quality potting soil, put your container in the garage, and let it sit there all winter. In the spring, bring it out, give it a good drink of water, a little fertilizer like Miracle-Gro on a monthly basis. That seed will germinate, and you will have a tree in time. But without the cold treatment, nothing will happen. Thank you for the question. You have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you do get a good night's sleep. Thank you. George, who's up next?
Donald in Rhode Island has a question about growing some vines.
Hey, Donald, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. I live in Rhode Island, and I've made a fence that's 50 feet long running north and south, in the shape of an L, and the L pot is, the foot pot is about 24 feet long, and the fence is 44 inches high. And my plan is to order from Wayside Gardens in North Carolina campus radicans, I think called a trumpet vine.
Right.
And I was wondering how I should prepare the soil now for the spring planting, and about approximately how many plants would I need to eat up that whole fence and to feed them as well, of course.
Okay. Well, the thing you want to do is the better you prepare the soil, the better the plant's going to grow. So what you should do is to dig a hole about 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep. And if there's sandy or clay type soil, remove it and backfill that hole with a soil that's been conditioned with compost, animal manure, peat moss, something like that. So the better that hole is, that pocket that you have created in the ground, the better the plant is going to grow. Now, trumpet vine is a great plant. It's not very fast growing, and it takes time for the blooms to come on it. And remember, it will lose its foliage during the winter. And one of the good things about trumpet vine is it will stick to any surface. So if you wanted to grow it up against a brick fireplace, it will climb right up the brick fireplace. It's a plant that requires a lot of sun, so give it as much sunshine as possible. You want to water as necessary, and space them anywhere from 6 to 8 feet apart, depending on your location. But they'll grow a good, once they get caught, the first year you're not going to get a heck of a lot from it. You may get maybe a foot, but once the plant is well established, that plant will grow in excess of 3 to 5 feet every single year. So it does give you a really, really good plant. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try and help you with your gardening question. Now, Christmas cactus. Christmas cactus is a wonderful plant, and it's a plant that if yours is done blooming right now, take that Christmas cactus and move it into an area of your home where it's going to stay cool. We're talking about trying to germinate some seeds, right? Like cherries and plums and peaches. Well, your Christmas cactus needs to have cool temperatures, temperatures between 50 and 60 degrees. If it gets above 60, 65, then it's not as likely to rebloom for you. The other thing that your Christmas cactus needs to flower a second and even a third time is short days. So take that plant, put it in a room that when it gets dark out, the room will stay dark. So if you have an office or a spare bedroom, put it in there. If you leave it in your living room or your kitchen and you're watching the news until 11:30 at night and the lights are on in the living room, the days are going to be longer because the lights are on. You don't need to have the sun to create long days. You can artificially create long days. Now, one of the things that you can do with your Christmas cactus, if you want it to bloom better for you, take a piece of paper, like an index card, and on the piece of paper, write Christmas cactus. Scotch tape it to the door of your refrigerator. And at supper time, put the Christmas cactus in your basement, in your cellar. At breakfast, when you go to get the cream out for your coffee, you'll see the sign, bring the plant out of the basement, put it in a sunny window, and leave it there for the day, and it will flower for you in about 6 weeks. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And we hope that you have a wonderful day with your friends and with your family. We've been trying to give you a little bit of history and some background about the Christmas tree, the different types, the ornaments, the lights, the Christmas tree stand, tinsel, and all the things that go along with the Christmas trees, and we hope that you enjoyed it. We also want to thank Scott Hooper from Bach Radio, Bach Classical Radio, for recording "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus," so that you can all enjoy this wonderful, wonderful story. And we've been talking a little bit about some of the plants. Now, the one thing that we want you all to be aware of is with the changing in temperatures. Where I live in Maine, we've had the warmest fall recorded. For example, the month of November was 6 degrees below normal. It's been the warmest November ever recorded in the state of Maine. And I was talking with Ken Kukarowski from Bayer, the advance from the fungicides and the insecticide division, not the aspirin division. And Ken's been on our show several times. Ken was telling us that if the weather doesn't change, and it has changed. It's been colder now than it's been for a while. The whole country has been warmer than normal. He said the one thing to be aware of is if the weather doesn't get normal where you live, there is a possibility of more insects and more disease problems in the springtime. And the one thing that he recommended that you all do in the spring, get out and clean your gardens as early as you can. Remove any of the fallen foliage that still remains. Clean the gardens of any winter debris. And then the next thing that you need to do to all of your gardens, and make a mental note or write it down on your new calendar, is use a combination of horticultural oil and lime sulfur. And you can buy that from your local garden center, Agway, feed and grain stores. And rose bushes, fruit trees, perennials should all be sprayed with this before they begin to grow. So spray the tree, spray the shrub, spray the surface of your garden, even your vegetable garden. And that way, if there are any eggs that have fallen off of your plant or any disease spores that have fallen from your plant and are sitting on the surface of the ground, the oil and the lime sulfur or the copper spray will destroy them, preventing damage. But just be aware. The other thing is, where you live, and George and I were talking about this, the voles and the moles, because the ground is still thawed in most areas, are very, very active. So if you get a minute today, walk on your ground looking for mounds or any tunneling, any like a raised area where your bark mulch is between your shrubbery and your lawn. And if you see these raised areas, tamp them down with your foot to collapse the tunnels. If you don't, and then we get hit with snow, the tunnels will create areas where these rodents can actually eat your perennials during the winter. They can girdle your rose bushes, your hydrangea, and your smaller flowering shrubs by eating the bark. So because the winter has been milder than normal, which is great, there is a problem. Okay? Have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you next year. George, thank you for producing the show today. Have a great Christmas, everybody, and a wonderful new year. Thank you. Bye-bye.